the news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Equal rights and justice.
We led with this yesterday, but it's worth repeating. The Supreme Court on Monday ruled that gay and transgender people are protected from workplace discrimination under Title VII of the Civil Rights Act, which bars employers from discriminating against employees on the basis of sex, race, color, national origin, or religion. Justice Neil Gorsuch wrote in the 6-3 majority opinion that an employer who fires someone for being gay or transgender, quote, fires that person for traits or actions it would not have questioned in members of a different sex. Sex plays a necessary and undistinguishable role in the decision, exactly what Title VII forbids. Gorsuch's 33-page opinion prompted swift rebukes from social conservatives who expected the Trump appointee to be a reliable ally on the high court. Aww. The Supreme Court on Monday also declined to hear a challenge of California's sanctuary laws protecting immigrants from deportation by federal authorities. The court also declined to hear cases dealing with the Second Amendment and qualified immunity for law enforcement officials. The other major decision announced by the court on Monday revived a permit sought by energy companies and the Trump administration to build a proposed natural gas pipeline beneath the Appalachian Trail to bring natural gas from West Virginia to Virginia and North Carolina. The 7-2 decision, which tossed out a lower court ruling, was a win for Atlantic Coast Pipeline. Now, the court is expected to complete handing down their decisions Thursday morning, beginning at 10 Eastern, though they technically have until the end of the month, so they may not wrap it all up on Thursday, as there are a number of decisions still to be announced, including DACA, subsidized scholarships for religious schools, whether or not the president can fire the director of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau without cause, abortion rights, whether employers can deny contraception coverage on religious or moral grounds, whether states may require Electoral College members to vote for the candidates they had pledged to support, and on presidential power and whether or not the president can block disclosure of his financial records from Congress and New York state prosecutors. At noon on Tuesday, Donald Trump is scheduled to speak in the Rose Garden in front of families of victims of police violence, to lay out his executive order to overhaul a handful of law enforcement practices. Allegedly, the announcement will include a best practices policy, certifying independent organizations to provide accreditation to police departments on de-escalation, use of force, and community engagement. It would also include programs to help police better deal with homeless and mentally ill citizens, seeking to instill de-escalation tactics in police departments. And notably, it would increase the capacity of social workers working alongside law enforcement for the implementation of co-responder programs so that they arrive and address situations together. The order would also create a system to share information about police officers who use excessive force. Certain grants to police departments would be based on sharing this information. Stay tuned. In COVID news, sad news to share today, as Representative Ilhan Omar's father died due to the coronavirus, the Congresswoman announced Monday night, saying, "It is with tremendous sadness and pain that I share that my father, Nur Omar Mohammed, passed away due to complications from COVID-19. No words can describe what he meant to me and all who knew him." So the vice president is playing the president's lying game. On a phone call with governors, audio of which was obtained by the New York Times, Mr. Pence urged them to, quote, continue to explain to your citizens the magnitude of the increase in testing in addressing new outbreaks. And he asked them to encourage people with the news that we're safely reopening the country. Pence obviously echoing the president's ridiculous statement that
if you don't test, you don't have any cases. If we stop testing right now, we'd have very few cases, if any.
The fact is, 7-day averages in several states with outbreaks have increased since May 31st. And in at least 14 states, the positive case rate is increasing faster than the increase in the average number of tests. And finally, so much for the love letters. North Korea on Tuesday demolished the liaison officer it jointly ran with South Korea. The destruction of the facility, which was opened in 2018 as a sort of joint embassy, came after weeks of threats from Pyongyang to end a period of outreach following the stalling of denuclearization talks between Trump and Kim Jong-un. Kim's younger sister, Kim Yo-jong, who recently assumed a more public role in the regime, recently called the liaison office, quote, useless, and said she had asked her country's military to prepare a hostile action to rattle South Korea. Lovely. I got the news. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.